You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
No, not going anywhere. Here I am. Thank you all for tuning in. We know you have plenty of other choices, but I am so honored that you would listen to my show and keep listening after all these years. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, I want to thank Genesis Communications Network for putting me up on their network and allowing me to join their family. I'm like the little runt of the family, but you know what? You know what? I'll say my piece. They're allowing me at the dinner table. So that's nice. That's nice. But the great group of people. We got Kyle with us tonight. George did some work on the show, which is wonderful. And yes, we've got a great group of guys, Charlie, Donovan, everybody. So I just want to thank everyone, but especially thank you all for listening. Here we are to take your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it looks like just 1 in 7 U.S. workers are normal weight and without a health issue, which means 6 out of 7 American workers are either overweight or they have a medical condition. That means we're pretty unhealthy. 6 out of 7 of us are that unhealthy? Really? We're going to talk about that. Pretty scary stuff. Also, I want to talk about that the same bacteria that may cause our dental plaque or appendicitis may actually be linked to colon cancer. So it makes you want to brush your teeth a little bit more. And then I guess somebody cloned a coyote out of a dog using a dog egg. We'll talk about that. And depending on the bacteria in our gut, we may or may not be able to respond to our cholesterol medication. They found that certain statins may respond to certain gut flora. Interesting stuff. So, well, I find it interesting. So, that's what we're going to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you have a medical question, a comment, anything you want to talk about. I was at the one of the Mitt Romney events today. I'm just really, really intrigued by our front runners. Now, Herman Cain, Mitt Romney. I'm so fascinated by what Newt Gingrich has to say and Ron Paul. So it's kind of interesting, but I was really close. I was up front. I was up front in the Mitt Romney thing. You know, very handsome handshake, very strong handshake, very firm man. Has, you know, he's a lot of confidence. I'm going to try to get him on the show. I want to talk to him about his healthcare plans and how he's going to fix it. I'd love to hear what he has to say. I want to also probably get Herman Cain on the show soon. So we are working on that. I'm having my producer work on that. So we are going to rock and roll. I'd love to also hear, you know, Ron Paul's ideas. But I know there's another debate coming on Tuesday. And I hope that, it's tough because, like I said, you know, a politician can't say they're going to fix it because it can't. That would be lying. You can't fix our healthcare system overnight. This is going to take decades to do. But saying something like that won't get them elected. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what their ideas are. And I hope they concentrate on healthcare. I'm not too sure. All right. You know, speaking of health issues, Steve Jobs, very interesting. A researcher from Harvard Medical School, Dr. Ramsey Omri, said Steve Jobs actually shunned conventional medicine in favor of alternative medicine during his bout with pancreatic cancer, and that's what caused him to have an early death. Now, when I heard that, I was like, really? Now, they aren't saying what alternative medicine or complementary medicine Steve Jobs chose. They aren't telling us in this. I'm dying to find out. But they said he had refused conventional treatment, especially over the last year. Now, I mean, I know he had a Whipple procedure. I know he had a liver transplant. I mean, it sounds like he allowed medical doctors to do, you know, to do their thing. But I'm very interested to see what alternative treatments he chose and what medical treatments he decided not to pursue. But that's an interesting claim. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So what do we do if 6 out of 7 U.S. workers are obese and with a chronic health issue, but only 1 in 7 are okay? Well, obviously, that's going to pose a problem for Obamacare because we need healthy people, you know, putting money into the system. If 6 out of 7 U.S. workers are obese and have a chronic health issue, then that's obviously going to put them at a higher rate. They're going to need more medical care. They're going to have more chronic issues. So that's kind of interesting. Now, I understand the push to get people healthier, stop the obesity, prevent the obesity, do preventative type medicine. And we are. I mean, something is wrong. Something is really wrong if 6 out of 7 of us that are working right now are going to be a drain on the system. Yes, absolutely. And if 6 out of 7 of us have some sort of a medical condition or but now, what are they considered a medical condition? High blood pressure, diabetes, right? It's not going into too much detail, this article here from Wall Street Journal. However, if you really think about it, how many of you in your 40s or 50s, you have something. I mean, when I have a 45-year-old man, I have to say it is a rare day in June if they have absolutely no medical issues, no medications. They're healthy. I have a couple people, they run, they eat very healthy, have more of a vegetarian diet than meat products. But I got to say it's few and far between. Most of my patients have either high blood pressure or diabetes, high cholesterol especially. My women, anemia. Fibroids, gynecological issues. Well, of course, Dr. Dahlia, you're seeing sick people. You're a doctor. Well, true. I mean, I'm not seeing the well people. But, I see these people for work physicals. I see these people for work notes. I see these people for the flu shot. I see these people for routine pap smears. And, yeah, most of them have something. Most of them are taking a medication or for something or taking a supplement for something. So we need to keep that in mind when we're trying to decide what we're going to do with health care. Because if the average American isn't healthy and a third of Americans don't pay taxes, there's going to be a big problem funding any sort of healthcare system. And they're going to have to come up with something. Yeah, I heard about Herman Cain's 999 plan. I like it. I like it a lot. I got to tell you, I am pretty impressed. I can't stand it when I hear people say they don't like any of the people running. I have to admit, I see good points in all of them. I'm pretty excited this year. All right, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show. A radiation hot spot in Tokyo coming up next. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
The Dr. Dolly Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know we are all stunned from this weekend's crash where Dan Weldon died. 15-car pileup on the raceway in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, I'm from Las Vegas, or Las Vegas Motor Speedway. In fact, I was going to be there over the weekend. Sometimes KDWN, my flagship, has an event, and we love to stay and watch the races. And it just is so chilling, you know, to know that Dan Weldon had blogged earlier, you know, that day regarding, you know, his concern with the speed in his car. And I guess there was, I believe, one more car than the usual 33, 34 for the Indy race. And I've been watching the news closely, and they're concerned that it was a racetrack and that the racetrack was had too tight a turn. And the oval build, should not have been used for the Indy race. I don't know much about that. I don't. All I know is this was very tragic. This was so shocking. And I don't understand how any car gets out of that. I've seen crashes all the time, and I'm amazed that people can climb out of fiery cars after being flipped and thrown in the air. I've always been amazed. I didn't realize that, there's certain races where there's certain ways to have these cars race such that one doesn't trigger this chain reaction. But, again, we're all in shock, and, you know, our hearts go out to Dan Weldon's family, and may he rest in peace. Just so tragic. He died at age 33. Okay, so very interesting. There's a radiation, little hotspot, they say, in Tokyo, but it has nothing to do with the Fukushima disaster that happened in March when the tsunami and earthquake hit the area. They said this little radiation hotspot was caused by old glass bottles stored in a wooden box in the basement of an empty property. The previous owner is a 90-year-old woman. She doesn't know what those bottles were doing there. But the inspectors believe the bottles contained radium, a radioactive material used in the past, as they said, self-luminous paint for watches. So it might have had radium-laced paint. So odd. Now they say it's caesium is what they're concerned about floating around from the Fukushima disaster. And, you know, there's been stories and there's been reports that meat and water and vegetables and tea and seafood have been tainted, you know, with radiation. But this shouldn't be there. So if you hear that there's other parts of Japan having these radiation hotspots, I just want to clarify this one supposedly is from radium and not the other one from the Fukushima plant. Just, oh, crazy stuff. All right. Okay, so let's talk about this. Depending on the type of bacteria you have in your stomach could decide if your statin or cholesterol medicine would work. All right. Apparently, the gut bacteria makes certain bile acids. Okay, and I believe these bile acids. Don't make me pronounce it. Lithocholic acid, taurolithocholic acid, and Okay. Guys, check your radios. You got a problem with your radios. All right. Now, apparently what they have found is people's LDL. Now, remember, we're taking this cholesterol medicine to lower your LDL. And they say people whose LDL levels went down after taking Zocor had higher levels of bacteria-derived bile acids from these three specific gut bacteria. So there's certain gut bacteria that what I understand is almost competing. And so if you have these bile acids produced in individuals who don't respond well on statins, they say it competes with the statin in binding to certain cells because they mimic the medication. So the medication doesn't work as well in these people that have the bacteria making these bile acids. Okay, so what does all this mean? Bile acid, bacteria, gut. What it means is later what they may do, which could actually save money. This actually may be nice, is a way to test the patient before you give them the cholesterol medicine. And test them to see if they have these certain gut bacteria. And if they do, then you know that you may have to do a higher dose or you may have to treat them in combination with a statin and something else. But here's my problem with this. I don't think I've ever had a patient that didn't respond to a cholesterol medication, a statin. I don't think I've ever had a patient in the history of my doing medicine in the last 10, 15 years when statins, you know, came out and was used pretty frequently, actually have hardly any result with the statin. I've had people get muscle aches. I've had people, you know, have some liver enzyme issues, but I've never had a person where it didn't work. So I, you know, my issue is, I mean, are there really that many people out there where you take a cholesterol medication and your cholesterol doesn't budge? I mean, nothing happens. So, but I like the idea of screening people and not assuming that one pill fixes all. I actually commend that because I can't stand that we in medicine just kind of treat everybody the same. Well, it worked for your next door neighbor, so it's going to work for you. I think everybody's different. Okay, now speaking of bacteria in the gut, they think fusiform bacteria, right, who is pretty active in gum disease and appendicitis, may be linked to colon cancer. They found fusiform bacteria tied to strains of two inflammatory bowel diseases, ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. And we all know people with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease are at risk for colon cancer. So what they, I hope they just come up with an antibiotic, but they're not doing that. What they want to do is they want to identify people that have the bacteria. That's what they're doing now. The U.S. group compared tissues, lining cancerous and healthy regions of the colons. So, you know, stretched out the DNA, theorized, which is kind of nice or whatever. But what are they going to do with this information? What do you do? If you do carry this fusiform bacteria, what does it, you know, do? Well, again, this could then maybe be another type of screen. Maybe what they could do is if you carry this type of bacteria, maybe then rather than getting your colon, you know, your colonoscopy every 10 years, maybe they'll screen you every 5 years. So again, you know, they could test for bacteria pretty easily and pretty inexpensively. All right. My problem is, you know, the average person doesn't really go and get their colonoscopy. All right. And I think that's an understatement. I think more than average people, more than the average person does not go and get screened. All right. But, you know, some of you maybe will do a breathalyzer or however else they do it. All right. So when they looked at tissues of 9 people, and that's it, 9? Oh, no, then 95 more, they say. I don't understand these studies. Oh, my gosh. They said they found a spike in fusiform species, especially Fusobacterium nucleatum, Fusobacterium mortiferum, and Fusobacterium necrophorum in diseased tissue. Wow. All right. Boy, I would hate to have Fusobacterium necrophorum. That sounds disgusting. All right. So, you know what? If they could detect the bacteria, screen you better for cancer, I'm for it. I think it's great. Hey, I go for my colonoscopies. Look, just because I tell everybody, it's not a do as I say, not as I do type of thing. I do my colonoscopies. And one day we'll actually do one on air. Why not? All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, 7,000 people might have been exposed to HIV at an Ottawa medical facility, all right? Apparently, they found that there were lapses of time when there was improper cleaning of equipment and inadequate sterilization, all right? They don't know if anybody has contracted the disease, but they've sent letters out, and they're going to be testing 7,000 Canadians for hepatitis B, C, and HIV. All right, you see, you know what they need to do? They need to put cameras on the staff that are doing the cleaning and sterilizing. They do, and then they need to do quality control and take a look at the video. And when they rate the person for their quarterly review, they do a checklist and see if the employee did what they were supposed to. I mean, I am really for cameras in the workplace. Now, not in the bathroom. You do need a private area. But I really think there should be cameras in the workplace and see what they're doing, especially when we're talking about people's lives. And I can't tell you how many people do things halfway. Our lab is right in the open, so anybody cleaning, we can see. But even more so, no matter whatever they clean, we then throw in the autoclave and sterilize. So we double do. So just in case somebody could possibly have been halfway, we can autoclave and still kill off anything else. But, I mean, I take that stuff seriously. I cannot imagine running a facility where possibly 7,000 patients could have possibly been exposed. Scary stuff. Okay, so when we come back in the news today, they are lowering the age of ADD to 4 years old. We're going to talk about ADHD, how to diagnose them, and if that's a waste of time or if that's something smart to do. We're also going to talk about a mom who's going to donate her uterus to her daughter so she can have a baby. Hopefully they wash it off first. And, you know, we're going to talk about how some of us that have social phobias, agoraphobia, not really want to go out, you know, and deal with people and certain panic issues, we may actually be able to detect it in the teenage years because some of these kids are pretty recluse. All right, so a lot to talk about when we come back. But your medical questions, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive. She's dying.
All right, we are back. Sorry, guys. All right, had to snack on something. Sorry about that. I had to run to my little lunch pail. How you guys doing? Okay, let me take a look here. I'm so sorry, guys. Man, actually, the breaks are getting quicker. Is it me? Am I getting older or the breaks getting quicker? All right, so I'm out of breath. This is what happens when you're 40 years old, people. You're out of breath. Yeah, you know why? When you eat carbohydrates and you're moving quickly. Now, for somebody like me, moving quickly is like 1 mile an hour. But for somebody else, it's like 5 miles an hour. You get out of breath. Oh, my gosh. Boy, this is wonderful radio, isn't it, people? You're listening to the doctor get out of breath because she ate a carb. Honestly, guys, you got to stay away from the carbs. Okay, let's go to your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, which is my website, or you could call me at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Okay, sweet. Dr. Dahlia, when I saw the doctor, he found that my cholesterol was high. However, he put me on a medication without recommending diet, vegetables, or other changes. Why is that? Okay, so your doctor threw you on a cholesterol medicine without offering diet and exercise. Yeah, that happens a lot. I hate to say that. I've done that, too. Usually, diet and exercise should be first, okay? And, yes, I am following my own advice. I just had to take a snack. Sorry, people, for me to eat. But listen here. If your cholesterol, let's say normal is 200, and your cholesterol is floating in the 300s, that's genetic. And a doctor has to identify if something is genetic or not. Now, mind you, any doctor giving you a prescription for cholesterol medicine should also say you have to do diet and exercise. Okay, they have to. They have to say you need to do diet and exercise, okay? You can't just rely on the pills. You need to change your lifestyles. That's very, very important. But when you have somebody who's LDL, let's say your LDL is 200 when we want you under 100, an LDL of 200, that's pretty genetic, okay? And the reason why we say that is you would have to eat a lot of crap to get that LDL that high. You'd have to. All right. So whenever we see somebody that high, I know in my practice, I'm going to want to intervene quickly because remember, for every day your cholesterol is high, you're clogging your arteries. For every day your cholesterol is high or your triglycerides, your fats are high. So I don't want to mess around. I'm going to tell you something. Whenever I do routine blood work on my patients, if their cholesterol is high and I say, okay, come back in 3 months, I'd say maybe 5 to 10% of them do. And 90 to 95% don't come back. All right. Now, I worry about my patients. I don't want them to get a heart attack. But also, who's going to be responsible and who's going to be liable if they actually have a cardiac event and they never followed back up with you? So when somebody has high cholesterol, depending on the level, now let's say normal is 200 and your level is 215. Okay, let's say your level is 215, you know, then, okay, if that's the case, oh, come on, for 15 points, yeah, diet and exercise. I want to throw you on a medication for that. So I'd love for you to write me back and tell me exactly what your numbers are. If you could write me back, I would love to see what that is because then that could tell me probably what he's thinking. But, and you know, if your numbers are, like, I'll have some patients, their triglycerides are in the 2000s and normal is under 150. Really? 2000s, okay, that is a familial hypertriglyceridemia. That is a genetic issue. And if that's the case, I mean, you are prime for a heart attack. You can't mess with that. You can't. So I know people can't stand doctors throwing us on medications. I know that. I know. And I don't like it either. I like thinking, you know, just like with menopause, you know, I've been kind of having some hormone changes and some issues. We kind of go through menopause early in our family. But, I mean, I'm going to want to try it without the hormones. I always want to try things without the hormones. You know, if I ever get the diagnosis of diabetes, which everyone in my family gets hit with eventually, again, I'm going to want to try diet and exercise. My problem is I already diet, I already exercise, you know, except for the occasional carb I go run and take in between my breaks, radio breaks. And, you know, I mean, my concern is if I'm already dieting and exercising and these numbers are creeping up, yeah, there may be something genetic and then I need the help of the medication. But, you know, it really all depends on what your level was. But great question. All right. Guys, thank you. Keep those questions coming at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right. So, okay. What's going to happen now with these children? Now, before we go into the ADD, they're saying that maybe many of us that have social disorders like agoraphobia, where we're afraid to, you know, deal with people or depression or anxiety, you could maybe actually detect earlier with your teenager. Now, your teenager that's shy, kind of hides in their room and doesn't come out, doesn't really talk to you, doesn't, you know, really have a lot of friends, maybe has, you know, one or two best friends, kind of a loner. All right. They're saying that that could possibly imply that that child may later have issues when they're an adult. Now, you see, it's interesting because I see kids, I see the younger kids play and they're more social. And then all of a sudden, kids just turn weird in their high school years. Do you guys notice that? They just turn weird. I mean, my son right now is starting to go through some changes. He's going to be turning 12 this year. And I mean, he is not the... I mean, some days he is, you know, he acts like the way he was when he was 4 or 5, and I love it, although I tell him to grow up. But then on some days he's serious, and, you know, he talks down to me, he talks back at me, and he says, I'm going to my room and slams the door. Again, something, my parents wouldn't have tolerated when I grew up. But I'm like, well, wait a second. You know, you used to always come to me. I'm your mama. And so, you know, kids will do that. And I don't know if it's because they're sprouting hair, growing boobies, their body's changing. They're afraid their voice is going to sound like Peter Brady. You know, and maybe they're hormonal and they want to be left alone. You know, I mean, it's very, very common for a lot of us wanting to be left alone when we don't feel right. Okay, your animals will do that too. When your cat's sick or your dog's sick, they want to be left alone. So sometimes when they want to seclude themselves, that, you know, but then you're like, okay, well, what's wrong? And then they don't open up. Very frustrating. Very, very frustrating. I mean, my kid used to tell me everything, and now he clams up. Now, maybe I'm not used to it because he's a son. I know how to deal with girls. I know how to deal with daughters. Or I mean, because I was a girl. I mean, I know how to deal with my sister. But, yeah, my brother, you wouldn't know what he was thinking. Wouldn't give you any insight. Nothing. You know, yet my sister, you heard everything. I mean, you heard so much you didn't want to. So the only concern, though, is, you know, when we have a lot of patients who are, you know, their 20s and 30s and 40s, and, you know, they're having depression, they're having anxiety, they're kind of socially phobic. You know, you want to know, well, what happened years ago? What were you like as a teenager? So for those of you that have a teenager that's, you know, really they doesn't like crowds, doesn't like, you know, I mean, I was the type, like on Glee, I wanted to be in front of an audience. I always have. I wanted an audience. I wanted to be in school plays. I wanted to sing. I wanted to do sports. I just wanted to be out there. But not a lot of kids are like that. And I'm not saying all these kids have psychological issues. I mean, you know, they're probably laying low is the most appropriate thing to do in high school and college, you know, laying low. In fact, I had to learn to lay low. I was starting to come late to medical school. Oh, so that's why Dr. Dahlia. Yeah. No, I know my medical stuff. But listen, I used to come late to medical school and to my classes. So what I decided to do was, I used to come late to my undergrad classes. So in medical school, I didn't want to get in trouble. So I decided to just always be late, even if I didn't have to. Because if I came on time, that would look like such a plus. Yet if you're always on time and you come late, it stands out. So I realized, you know, that you needed to kind of float under the radar, although in medical school, coming in late to class isn't flying under the radar. I mean, that's actually, you know, for alarm. It didn't work out well, needless to say. It didn't work out well. But I think what happens is high school is so traumatic for us that we may go into our 20s and 30s with that same mentality. You know, and because, you know, the high school kids that were mean and bullied, they're still like that in their 20s and 30s. Not everybody turns cool after they get out of high school. So maybe a lot of people, you're out there at work, you're out there and, you know, your coworkers are just like the way it was in high school. We got to do something about high school. We got to change high school around. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so an Australian woman, 34 years old, was born without a uterus. She has ovaries that produces eggs, but she doesn't have a womb. So what they've done is they've done in vitro fertilization, and they used her mother, as a surrogate. But unfortunately, her mom, was unable to carry the grandchild, which is kind of a little spooky, isn't it? But anyway, so what they're going to do is they're going to take Melinda's mom's uterus. I'm not sure how old the mom is, 50, 60 years old, not sure. And they're going to transplant it to Melinda is 34 years old. Now, apparently she hasn't been able to adopt, so she's had other issues. She's tried everything else, but this is going to be the first in Australia, the first womb transplant. So we'll see how it goes. Okay, so sorry about that. Just have to switch gears here. All right, so let's talk about the scientist that has actually cloned coyotes using a dog's egg, all right? Hwan Woo Suk, who was actually stripped of his stem cell research license in 2006 over ethical issues, now claims to successfully clone 8 coyotes using techniques he developed in the first cloning of a dog in 2005. They injected a coyote somatic cell into a dog's egg and produced a clone embryo. The puppies were born 60 days after we transplanted the embryo into the dog's uterus. All right, so the dog gave birth to, I believe, 6 coyotes. I know the Roadrunner's not going to be liking this one, but do we want this? I mean, do we want dogs to give birth to coyotes? I mean, we have an Australian lady going to have her mother's uterus. I mean, I like that idea. I like that idea because it's Melinda's egg and her husband's sperm. I like that idea. I don't think I like dogs and coyotes, and, you know, coyotes are kind of scary. You know, if you want to make a little extra kitty cat, I don't mind that. But I got to tell you, some of these cloning things scare me. I mean, I know it's cool, and I know with my scientific background, I should be more supportive of something like this, but I don't know. I just think it gets a little spooky. Okay, so what are we going to be doing with pediatrics and these kids now 4 years old diagnosed with ADHD? Well, apparently 1 in 10 kids have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, either the hyperactivity, attention deficit, or both. 1 in 10. I don't know. Between the television set, between iPads, phones, computers, we're not keeping their attention up, I guess. I guess we're not. And so pediatricians have now released new guidelines saying we could actually diagnose ADHD as early as age 4. Now, I understand why. What they want to do is if you could diagnose the kid before school age, then you don't have as many issues in school. You could, you know, address it when they're younger. Because usually a kid who's diagnosed at 6 years old with ADHD probably had it when they were 4, right? Here's my problem. Why is ADHD so prevalent? Is it because we as parents aren't, you know, nipping it in the bud? I mean, what's going on? I mean, what blows my mind is when a mom brings a child in saying he has ADD, and I'm looking at this kid, and this kid is playing a video game the whole 30 minutes I'm talking to mom. I'm like, he has attention deficit? Yeah, he doesn't pay attention in school. So the teacher suggests that we put him on Ritalin. Are you kidding me? The kid for 30 minutes played Angry Birds. Yeah, the kid will go to a movie and watch Iron Man 2 without flinching. Yeah, or what's that new movie that Hugh Jackman's in a robot? I haven't seen it yet because I like to see Hugh Jackman out of armor. I don't think I want to see him covered up. But anyway, I'll probably, you know, entertain the kids and go see it. But I mean, if your child can sit through a 2-hour movie, they don't have attention deficit. What they do have, they have selective attention. All right, they're going to choose to pay attention to something they want to choose, but they're not going to pay attention to school. Now, if a kid can't sit through a movie, a kid can't sit through a TV show, a kid can't sit through a book, okay, there are issues and you need to get them addressed. But when your kid can watch the whole SpongeBob SquarePants front to back, right, with 22 minutes, you know, taking out the commercials, all right, there's obviously an attention span there. My problem is we don't work hard enough. I mean, our kids aren't taught that this is the way life is. You got to go through school. I mean, my kids, they think school is a choice. They're like, but I don't want to do this. And if I don't want to do something, I don't have to. How did I raise my kids to think that? I didn't raise my kids to think they have a choice with school. But for some reason, kids have evolved thinking that they actually get to say if they dislike, they get to voice their opinion. When I grew up, I didn't get to voice my opinion. My parents didn't get to voice their opinion. You did your arithmetic, you did your history, you did your school. And that's the way it is. You know, no argument, end of discussion. You know, now my kids are like, but I don't like the math. I don't want to do it. I don't like listening to the teacher. They feel they're empowered where if they don't like to listen to the teacher, they can turn away. Catholic school, you get smacked with a ruler. You got hit. I got spanked in school. I was in public school. And you get spanked if you didn't pay attention. So, all right, so what are the signs? Okay, well, you know, they obviously they aren't paying attention. They don't listen when spoken to. They don't follow directions. You know, when you tell your child to do something, try to do it in two or three tiers, where they have to take their socks, their dirty socks, go upstairs, put them in the laundry basket, and come back down. Okay, that's three steps. Don't just give them unilateral things to do. You know, get them trained that they have to do three things. You know, sometimes if they forget the second or third step, that could be an issue. Again, they don't like following directions. They don't like doing chores. Often fails to finish chores. Okay, well, that's a typical, typical kid. You know, fails to finish their schoolwork. Well, of course, if SpongeBob SquarePants comes on, they drop the pencil and they run. No TV. When it's homework time, no TV. You know, I mean, except if it's Glee, right? That's okay. All right, they can't organize tasks or activities. Some of us, we just don't organize. But that is a sign. If your child's always disorganized, yes, there could be an issue. They dislike tasks that require mental effort. Okay, this is where I think a lot of kids are being diagnosed with ADHD and may not actually have ADHD. Okay, if they like something, they can put their mind to it. But if they don't like something, their mind wanders. All right, doesn't mean they have a level of ADHD, maybe. Doesn't mean they have to be medicated. I doubt it. All right, I like therapy. I love behavioral therapy, cognitive therapy. I think these kids should be in some sort of therapy. All right, you know, and, you know, teaching, you know, like, you know, tutoring, you know, something that'll get the kids to learn better study habits. My recommendation with any of these kids is they have to learn to do something even if they don't like it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I see older individuals in my office or in other offices that get fired because they don't like to do filing. Or they don't want to work with the faxes, or they don't, you know, if you are bored with a task, okay, you know, and you're bored with a task in school, that's going to later translate to real life and your job. Now, true, you should find a job that you like, but if you're in between jobs, and with this recession, you're taking what you could get, I mean, you're going to have to learn to do a task that may not be that interesting. Why do you think Whistle While You Work came out? Whistle While You Work, when you're cleaning, right? You're cleaning the toilets and you're mopping the floors. That's not fun. That's not fun. But then you whistle while you work. You make a game of it. You sing. You do something. But it just amazes me that kids these days, and even the younger generation, they think they have a choice. There's certain things you have to do. You have to do chores. And I know half of you listening right now, you probably don't have your kids or grandkids do chores. What happened to chores? What happened to that? Kids are getting allowances for doing nothing? I see that. I see my husband give my kids money. I'm like, what did they do? What did they do to earn that? They need to earn a $5 bonus. They need to earn that. Well, they did their homework. They did their homework. They don't get to live here if they don't do their homework. I just think we're going about it all wrong. Okay, so we talked about this on the show before. You know, what do you do to treat it? Well, we know boys usually are a little bit more hyperactive, whereas girls maybe a little bit more inattentive. Girls seem to daydream, but when they're inattentive, boys seem to fiddle. They say boys seem to have more issues at school. You know, honestly, guys, I think giving that kid a really good talking to and grounding the heck out of him will get him to pay a little more attention to their teacher. All right, guys, we're going to be back with another hour. If this is your stop, you all have a great day. If not, still join us. We've got another hour to go on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.